We welcome you back to our halftime segment, and as always, we're joined by Nebraska President J.B. Milliken. And J.B., we were up in Seattle a few weeks ago, and you brought along a good friend, Jeff Rakes, who you described him as a friend to Nebraska agriculture. Well, tonight we have a guest who is also another friend of Nebraska agriculture. Tell us who you have with us.
Tonight, we've got Ronnie Green, who's the new vice president and vice chancellor for the Institute of Agriculture and Natural Resources. Ronnie joined us in May. He's an animal geneticist. He was formerly on the faculty at Colorado State University and Texas Tech. He worked at the USDA and has most recently been at Pfizer Animal Health. So Ronnie brings a great mixture of industry, government, and field experience to the University of Nebraska, and we're delighted to have him on board.
Well, Ronnie, we're pleased to have you here at the university as well. Talk about what brought you to Nebraska.
Well, it's good for me to be back at the University of Nebraska. I did my PhD here a number of years ago in animal genetics, as JB said. And it really was attractive to me to come back to the land-grant university at this point in history when we're talking about things like food security, sustaining the environment that we use to produce agricultural products, the biosciences, and what biology is going to bring through biotechnology to our industries in the state. So it's an exciting time to be here.
Well, JB, the agriculture industry is really a lifeblood of the state of Nebraska. We talked recently about the Water for Food Institute. Tell us some other things that are going on.
Well, there are a lot of interesting things going on, exciting things going on right now at the university. There's an initiative in life sciences, which really is designed to help leverage the strengths both on the city campus and the east campus at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln and the University of Nebraska Medical Center. There are so many combinations and opportunities for collaboration here in agriculture and biomedical research. You know, one example is the Ken Morrison Life Sciences Research Center, which opened in 2008, home for the Nebraska Center for Virology. It's on IANR's campus, but it has partner faculty from the medical center and also from Creighton University. So it's a great opportunity to bring human, plant, and animal virology research together, great potential for the university. Another example is Innovation Campus, where the themes are food, fuel, and water. We're capitalizing on the great strengths of the University of Nebraska and the interests of the state of Nebraska, bringing ag and life sciences together and public and private sector together. And that's one of the reasons I'm so excited about Ronnie being with us now, because he brings a great experience from the public side, from the academic side, but also from the private sector. And that's what we need to do more and more of at the university.
Again, Ronnie Green with us here today, the new vice president and vice chancellor for the Institute of Agriculture and Natural Resources. Ronnie, talk about some challenges that you're faced and also some opportunities that are out there for you right now.
Well, as JB said, there's a lot of great challenges out in the world today when we talk about, as I said, food security and water issues and how we're going to use natural resources in a sustainable way to produce ag products in the state and beyond. So attracting the resources that we need at the university to address these great challenges is one of the challenges that is ahead of us as we build the Innovation Campus and we bring partners to the university to work with us and do tech transfer of the products that our scientists produce. Attracting the resources to build that innovation campus is certainly one of the great challenges and the opportunities that we have.
JB, you know, one of the things about agriculture is try to keep the pipeline coming. Talk about the challenges and areas you're trying to get young people to stay as a part of the agriculture industry.
Well, I think we're entering into a bit of a new era. It has been a challenge in past years getting students majoring in agricultural science fields. But we've got a couple exciting things to report. One, the Engler Agriculture Entrepreneurship Institute at UNL, which was a gift of the university alum and cattle feeder Paul Engler, to encourage young people to start ag-related and rural businesses. And that's a very exciting program that's been launched this year to encourage young people to go back to rural Nebraska and rural America and be successfully engaged in agribusiness. Also, over the past few years, we've gotten a great deal of help from people out in the field, the cattlemen, the Farm Bureau, and others who've helped us in recruiting. And the College of Agricultural Sciences and Natural Resources has either been one or two in the last few years in terms of enrollment growth, one or two among all colleges across the university system. So this is great news for Kasner, great news for the university, and great news for Nebraska.
Fantastic. JB, as always, we appreciate Ronnie. Great to meet you. Best of luck in your new endeavors as well. And look forward to seeing with JB next week at the Texas game. That'll do it for the University of Nebraska Online Worldwide Halftime Show. More coming up next on the Husker Sports Network.